Now we know, 2 decades after the ceasefires, all the main paramilitary groups have not gone away. That's what an assessment by police and MI5 has found. It concluded that the IRA Army Council is still in existence, and IRA members believe it oversees Sinn Féin. And despite all the focus on decommissioning, the IRA, UDA, UVF, INLA still have access to weapons. But the panel also found that none of these groups are planning or conducting terrorist attacks. The DUP have responded to the report by ending its in-out policy of resigning its Stormont minister. Sinn Féin has rejected the findings on the IRA and the Army Council. The DUP MLA, Edwin Poots, with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So it's good, this. It's good news, this. So good that you're getting all your ministers back in. Friends with Sinn Féin again.
I don't see anything good news in a report that says all of these paramilitary organisations still exist. What the report does is give you a factual readout of people who have had access to a considerable volume of information and has been able to tell us and give us their analysis on that basis. I think that analysis would actually align with what many of us would have considered the position to be, but we appreciate that we now have that. We have a benchmark, and that will help us engage in the very important negotiations that are currently taking place.
But I'm totally confused, because you said it couldn't be business as usual, and you withdrew your ministers from government in Northern Ireland before this report was published. Now the report's published, it's gone even further.
I think if you go back to the factual base of us withdrawing from the government, that was immediately after the arrest of the chairman of Sinn Féin. And that was something which was a very significant element of it.
No, you said no business as usual before Mr. Poots, Bobby Storey was arrested. Before.
That was entering the political realm. We now have a basis, a very firm basis, upon which to engage in the talks and engage in the negotiations and ensure that we can reach a conclusion that will make things better. And that's, after all, what we're about. That's what we're sticking to do. I think that one of the things that strikes me and I would consider to be of significant importance during the talks is the role of paramilitarism and how we can actually continue to improve that situation.
We've made
massive improvement. Let's not get away from this.
Well, let's not get away from what you've just said.
Over the last 20 years and over indeed the last 10 years.
Let's not get away from what...
We need to do more.
From what you have just said. You've said that Bobby Storey was the turning point in this. You, the DUP, were saying that it could not be business as usual before the arrest of Bobby Storey. So, and it was well before it. There cannot be revisionism here. There cannot be a rewrite of history. You were saying that Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive because of the Chief Constable's assessment. The Chief Constable's assessment being that the IRA still existed. Now a report comes in which confirms that, goes even further, that members of the IRA believe that the Army Council is controlling Sinn Féin. And what does the DUP do? Oh, it's all right now. We're back in.
It may be convenient for you to forget, Stephen, that the Chief Constable's initial assessment was that Republican leadership wasn't involved in the murder of Kevin McGuigan. Subsequent to that, a number of days later, the Northern Chairman of Sinn Féin was arrested and questioned on that murder.
And later released without charge.
That may be convenient for you to try to...
Later released without charge.
That's correct, yes. And that may be convenient to forget about, but that was the facts and that was the basis of us not engaging in government to the extent that we were previously. Now we have this report. Now we have a course of work to do.
You've rolled over, haven't you?
That's the focus of what we intend to do. And you can use whatever pejorative language you like, Stephen, to try and wind us up. We're not going to be deflected from what is actually needed here in Northern Ireland. We forced, in 2006, we forced Sinn Féin, who said, people said it would never happen, to accept the rule of law, to accept that the PSNI was the only body responsible for law, to accept the courts. Remember, these people used to turn their backs on judges when they went to court. They wouldn't recognise them. We forced them to do all of that. And now you have people on a regular basis, Stanton and Republican areas, calling on people to pass information to the police. Previously, the people were described as touts and suffered the consequences of being a
You have left this country without a health minister for weeks. You have pulled ministers in and out of this government of Northern Ireland for weeks. And a report comes out which actually goes further than the position which led you to pull those ministers out, and now you are back in. And let's just remind people what Nigel Dodd said in late August on Radio Ulster. This is before, quote, before Bobby Storey was arrested. This is Nigel Dodds in late Ulster on Radio Ulster saying that Sinn Féin was in breach of democratic principles and should be kicked out of the executive.
Well, we are already set out our position that we have met the Chief Constable. We'll be having further meeting with the Chief Constable. We're meeting the Secretary of State tomorrow, and we have asked for an urgent meeting with the Prime Minister. And we're putting it up very clearly to them and to other parties that Sinn Féin are clearly in breach of their commitment to peaceful, exclusively peaceful and democratic means. They should be the ones that are punished. They're the ones that should be excluded. And that's where the action should be taken. That's the people who should be punished. Those are the people who should be out of the executive. If they fail to do that, then we're in a different situation, and we will take whatever action is necessary at that stage to ensure that the integrity of government in Northern Ireland is preserved and maintained.
So, Edwin, that was a fortnight before Bobby Storey was arrested. He was released without charge subsequently. Can you tell me the basis on which Nigel Dodds was insisting Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive at that time?
Well, in terms of what happened, there's obviously been a murder on our street. The report deals and looks at the whole issues around the sanctioning of that murder. But we are looking at two things at this moment in time.
No, then?
At that
what
time,
has changed?
Well, one of the things that we were looking at that time, one of the two things that we're looking at now, is the Chief Constable's report, the Chief Constable's assessment. And we always accepted the Chief Constable's assessment because he made it very clear of what his belief was at that time.
And you said because of it, Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive.
Backs that up.
You said because of it, Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive because of the Chief Constable's report. And this latest report released yesterday has underlined that. Now, Sinn Féin shouldn't be kicked out of the executive. What has changed?
We've never said that. We never said there was any change in that respect.
So Nigel Dodds wanted them kicked out of the executive in August. Is that still the position of your party?
That is for Her Majesty's government.
No. The DUP had a position in August, Edwin, that Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive. Is that still your position?
Not for the first time. The British government were not prepared to step up to the plate and punish those who misbehaved. Not for the first time. And that has been a historic thing. And that's one of the reasons that we actually continue to ensure that we have a devolved administration, because we feel that there is a much better chance, a much stronger case will be put by local people to ensure that Sinn Féin's feet are held to the fire, that we don't let them away with things. The government have a tradition, both Tory and Labour government have had a tradition of being soft on them. We won't be soft on them.
You're going back into government with them. It's all okay again.
I didn't realise the talks process was over, but maybe you can tell us.
Members of the IRA, this report,
and we're going back into government.
This report
of where we were 6 months
this
ago.
This report
we're not,
states
we're not Stephen.
This
calm yourself down, because we are going into these negotiations and continuing these negotiations to deal with issues that have been raised. At least this report gives us the opportunity to actually continue the work that we're doing and engage with all of the other parties and ensure that we do hold Sinn Féin's feet to the fire, that we ensure that we actually do look at the issues around paramilitarism. What was important to me in this report was actually issues identifying how much people are involved in criminality. And this is an area that some of us have been pressing for some time, that there needs to be a considerably greater volume of action against criminality in Northern Ireland, because it is hurting people right across the province, right across the piece.
Let me convey.
And we really need to ensure that there is a stepping up of activity
Okay.
amongst the authorities to crack down on criminality.
Let me convey a question, Edwin. Let me
want to get at these organizations.
Okay.
You need
I've got to be able to ask you a question.
Where it really hurts them, and that is in the pocket.
I've got
because
to be
these guys are earning millions of pounds.
Okay, I've got to be able to. I've got to be able to ask you a question without you just keeping on talking. Okay, I hear you. Let me ask a question which might be in the minds of many victims this morning who have lost their loved ones, who have had people shot dead by the IRA and others like them, killed, maimed, sitting in the house now looking around them and their husband is not there anymore. Their child is not there anymore. And the DUP said that it would not be business as usual if the IRA still existed. And now those victims and their families are looking at the DUP this morning. And what's the DUP doing? You're going back into talks to save the power sharing executive with Sinn Féin after you have been told yesterday, not only does the IRA still exist, but members of the IRA believe the Army Council, which they believe still exists, is controlling Sinn Féin. And you are going in and you're working with Sinn Féin, and many victims and their families will feel that is a betrayal.
Well, if you think that the modus operandi of the DUP is purely about saving a power-sharing executive, then you're deluding yourself. What is important to us, and something that I said way back in 2006 and 2007 repeatedly, is that what we wanted to ensure that we delivered was stable government. Now, that is absolutely critically important to ensuring that we do not have victims in our society, that we create a degree of stability in this country, and we have done, which has ensured that over the course of the last number of years, we haven't been switching on the radio morning after morning after morning, as I did when I was a child, and there was murders taking place on a daily basis. That, thankfully, is not the situation. That is not the Northern Ireland that we're living in. There was two murders in the streets of Belfast in the summertime. That was too many. And we will act on these things, and we will ensure that we will press the government, that will press Sinn Féin, and that we'll take these issues on. We're not going to run away from it.
What's withdrawing your health minister achieved?
Well, it has helped us to bring matters to a head. It has helped us to ensure...
How has it moved things on?
It has helped us to ensure that we actually got this report.
The talks were planned before this.
It has helped us ensure that we have got this report and that we can now move forward. You're criticising us this morning for going back into the executive.
I'm asking you how, hand on heart, you now go back in working with Sinn Féin in a context with the report which you trust tells you that the IRA exists, that the Army Council exists, and that members of the IRA believe the Army Council is controlling Sinn Féin. And now it's back to business as usual?
Well, I never ever lived in some sort of cocoon where I saw Sinn Féin as being one organisation and the IRA as being something wholly different. Indeed, when over the years, whenever people's names were read out in the House of Commons associated with the IRA Army Council, there was always at least three members, leading members of Sinn Féin's names were read out there. So does that come as a shock to me? I don't think it comes as a shock to very many people in Northern Ireland.
You told the DUP electorate that the IRA Army Council had to go before policing powers were devolved to the Assembly. And that hasn't happened. Were you duped?
We weren't duped, but as far as I'm concerned on all of these things, what is important to the people in Northern Ireland is that the IRA Army Council, all of these things are not engaging in activities which causes terrorism on our streets.
So it's okay with you if they still exist?
No, it's not okay. But what is of primary importance is that we do not have violence on our streets.
But the chief...
All of these structures need to disappear. They need to go away.
But there is a lack of logic, Edwin, in what you're saying this morning. The Chief Constable said that the IRA existed in August. And you said on that basis, your party said on that basis, Sinn Féin should be kicked out. People like Jim Allister would say, you play a dance for a few weeks, you go back in. Nothing has changed. If anything, it's got worse. And the DUP walk straight back in to government
and it
with Sinn Féin.
Her Majesty's government to sanction them, and they've chosen not to do that.
It's for the DUP in a devolved administration to say we have a red line and it won't be business as usual if you cross our red line, is it not?
If the DUP wishes to, it can crash the executive. It can walk away and it can leave us without a health minister on a permanent basis or a local health minister on a permanent basis. That is not our desire. Our desire is to deliver stable government in Northern Ireland. And stable government is something which will help us ensure that we have a more peaceful Northern Ireland than would otherwise be the case.
Peter Robinson, November 2008.
All of that is entirely logical.
Peter Robinson, November 2008. Right at the heart of building confidence within the community will be people's perception of those who are in the Assembly. It is important that those who are in the leadership of the Republican movement make it very clear publicly, as they have done to us privately, that the IRA is out of business for good and is not going to return. Was he duped as well?
I don't believe so, no. I think
that the IRA is out of business for good. You've just had a report telling you the Army Council's still around.
What is important, what has been most important to us over the course of the last number of years, is that we have not been having terrorism, paramilitary terrorism, on our streets in the way that was previously the case.
You had that assurance from George Hamilton, and you still said Sinn Féin should be kicked out. You're all over the place.
I'm not all over the place. You're all over the place trying to trip me up this morning, and we're bouncing from one thing to another.
We're not.
Without having any particular focus.
We're not. The focus in this interview is the DUP said Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the executive because the Chief Constable said the IRA existed. There's now a report underlining that, going further, saying not just does the IRA exist, but the Army Council exists. Members of the IRA feel that the Army Council is controlling Sinn Féin, and the DUP say, come on, Sinn Féin, come on, we'll do business again. Business as usual. Let's just get on with it.
Again, Stephen, you seem to be operating under the delusion that the talks have been completed and everything's hunky-dory. That's not the case. The talks are ongoing. Paramilitarism is a key focus of the talks. That is one area, one specific area, that is being dealt with, and we have a team in there which is doing that.
What's your red line? Paramilitarism?
Has been doing this over the course of the past 4 weeks, and we'll continue to do it to bring these talks to conclusion.
And you're going to tell us again, as Peter Robinson did in 2008, that the IRA Army Council has to go?
The IRA Army Council shouldn't exist. The IRA shouldn't exist.
Is that a red line? Will you do business, will you continue to do business with Sinn Féin, you know, if the IRA Army Council continues to exist and meet?
Stephen, you got a wee bit excited earlier on whenever I tried to answer a question and you couldn't keep butting in. You continually butt in whilst I'm answering a question, and that makes it very difficult to have any coherent interview with you, to be quite honest. So we really do need to allow the opportunity to answer questions. First of all, Sinn Féin and the IRA, we believe, are largely the same thing. Now, you always get very excited to tell people not to call people Sinn Féin IRA. We believe that the same DNA runs through those organisations. But we also believe that in Northern Ireland, direct rule would be a disaster for us, and that many things that would be imposed upon us would be not desirous to the community. We believe that the local administration can create a degree of stability, which allows us to ensure that we can continue to chip away at all of this paramilitarism. But we do need the support of the national government, and that needs to be a stronger crackdown on paramilitarism, particularly the finances of paramilitarism and those actions. And we will be pressing that is actually the case and seeking to ensure that we make real and significant progress on that in these talks.
And Edwin, if your position publicly stated this morning is that the IRA and Sinn Féin are one and the same thing, something that Sinn Féin would reject, but your public position is that the IRA and Sinn Féin are one and the same thing, therefore, are you telling me that you're in government with the IRA?
Well, we're in government with Sinn Féin.
But you've just said the IRA and Sinn Féin is one and the same thing.
Yeah, and for many years, people have described them as Sinn Féin IRA.
So is Peter Robinson travelling around the world with The IRA? Is the DP in government with the IRA? Is that what you're publicly saying this morning?
Peter Robinson's travelling around the world seeking to bring jobs to Northern Ireland with someone who is around 30% of the vote.
But you can't say you can't have it both ways. If you reject Sinn Féin's position that they are absolutely not the IRA, if you insist that Sinn Féin and the IRA are one and the same thing, then you're telling DUP voters this morning that you're happy and that you are, well, you're prepared to be in government with the IRA.
Well, I think you know me, of all people, wouldn't be happy about that.
Prepared to be in government. But, do you believe you're in government with the IRA?
I'm prepared to do government with Sinn Féin. Do I think that Sinn Féin are very closely connected to the IRA? Yes, I do.
Do you believe you're in government with the IRA?
I believe I'm in government with someone who's got a democratic mandate. And it's a democratic mandate that I wish would be somewhat different. But I can't wish things away. Around 30% of the people in Northern Ireland actually vote for Sinn Féin. So do we ignore that? Do we seek to do government without those people? And in reality, that's not going to happen. So do we do government with them? Do we provide that stability? And do the worst of enemies actually work with each other to have a peaceful outcome? And that's what we're doing. We are the worst of enemies in many respects, but we will work with our enemies to try to have a peaceful environment in Northern Ireland, because if we don't work with them, the alternatives are considerably poorer for the
people.
But
telling us this morning that you believe you're in government with an entity that you believe is the same as the IRA. Is that not shocking? That a democratic party is prepared to be in government with who they believe is the IRA?
Listen, in conflict situations all over the world, people have had to work with people who they are diametrically opposed to. And that has been the reality. You will only make peace by working with your enemies. So we will work with people who have been our enemies, to try to ensure that we have a peaceful environment in Northern Ireland for the future generations. And none of this will be perfect. It's a very imperfect process, but nonetheless, it's one where we will work very hard to ensure that we deliver peaceful outcomes. We'll deliver more jobs. We will seek to provide the best health and education in the circumstances that we can. We cannot take votes away from Sinn Féin and award them elsewhere and then say we'll work with these other parties. We have to work with who the people vote in.
Edmund Poots, thank you very much indeed.